to Jamie Samuelson from Jamie and Wojo on 97.1 The Ticket, the Tigers flagship station. Jamie's been on with both of us before. Great to have you on, as always. I hope we didn't interrupt anything.
Would you think I was napping or something?
There could be some resting going on. You like a mid-afternoon siesta as much as the next guy.
There's no resting going on, no. Just following the trade wires, I'm sure, just like you guys are.
Jeff asked me to sort of project how Tiger fans feel about this, but you're right there. I think with the amount of playoff games played, with the amount of good this ball club still can do, no one feels a window shutting, but it needs, as Dave Dombrowski referenced, the reboot. Trade these two players, especially Price and Cespedes, get what you can, and get right back out there in free agency in November and December and not waste prime years, right, for Cabrera, Kinsler, Martinez, et cetera, Verlander, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. I, you know what's funny is I do think there's the sentiment here that the window is closing. I don't know if it's closed for good, but, I mean, this, you know, the names you just mentioned, every one of them, Greg, it's not like they're on their way up, and it's not like they're necessarily plateauing. Cabrera probably is, but you look at Martinez, you look at Kinsler, even Verlander, who had a terrific outing yesterday. You know, they're kind of heading in the wrong direction. So, you know, I used to use this metaphor with you. If the Tigers were a stock, Greg, would you buy or sell? And yeah. I think you'd probably sell. That being said, they still do have all the players you mentioned, and they did, in a way, restock their farm system a bit with this deal. So if you're asking how Tiger fans are feeling about it, I think they feel pretty good, understanding that most fans don't have an intimate knowledge of what they can expect from guys like Norris and Boyd. You know, Anthony Alford is a name that fans are aware of, and I think they were hoping they would have been involved in this deal, but it's not. But look, the Tiger farm system is barren. There is nobody down there of any consequence, no players in the top 100 from baseball's prospectus. And part of that's because, you know, they've traded a lot of these guys over the years, but part of that's honestly because Dave Dombrowski is a very good general manager when it comes to making trades for the most part and signing free agents. His drafting record is really not all that good when you look at who he's drafted during his time in Detroit.
Jamie, with these pitching prospects that the Tigers are getting, it's almost as if they've, you know, obviously they've addressed that issue with the minor league system. But Greg and I were talking about this. I look at the Tigers, and I agree with you. I think the window of opportunity is closed. But I look at that lineup. I look at the general manager. I look at the owner. Clearly, they're a motivated front office. I don't think Tigers fans, and this may be why they've kind of taken this approach, they probably realize that this doesn't necessarily have to be a long rebuild, does it? You could probably get this thing back on track within a matter of maybe an offseason and another trade deadline.
I think that's definitely the hope, Jeff. I mean, obviously, for years, they have won the Central, and that's not the case anymore. They are no longer the power in the Central Division based on what Kansas City has developed and based on what they've done over the last few days in terms of trades. The issue with the owner is one of the great mysteries in the city of Detroit, and that is the fact that Mike Ilitch is not getting any younger. He appears at the ballpark and at the Joe less and less and less, and there is a feeling that he has handed over control to his son, Christopher, and the Ilitch family. And how will they run the team? Mike Ilitch is one of the great owners in recent history in terms of desperation to win. That's how he ran his hockey team. And over the last, I'd say, decade or so, that's how he's run his baseball team. But is he still the one calling the shots? And the fact that Dave Dombrowski was able to convince him or convince his family that this is the time to reboot, this is not the time to go for it, is, I don't know if it's a strong indicator, but I think it's an indicator that maybe Mike Ilitch is not calling the shots. Because you guys know, you were reading the same things I was. Leading up to yesterday, everybody was saying, no, the Tigers are buying. They're buying. And I was looking at that like they were insane, but maybe part of that was because Mike Ilitch was the one who was still saying, no, we're going for this because I may not have too many years left and I desperately want a World Series championship. But if he's still calling the shots, I think that you're right. It may not be too far away.
Jamie Samuelson's our guest. 97.1 The Ticket is the Detroit Tigers flagship station. They've got a game in Baltimore tonight. You'll laugh. Last time we checked, David Price was out there stretching and working out and shagging fly balls, and I'm like, can we get some, you know, can it, I know we have great health care up here, but come on, get off the field.
He just tweeted a picture of his niece sitting in her kitty seat wearing a Blue Jays hat, though, so all's good. Isn't it amazing how Twitter's changed? We're waiting. Yeah. We wait to see what a player thinks of a trade, and we can tell by Twitter. You can tell by the Twitter reaction.
Lou Gehrig's speech would have been leaked online. Forget the Norm MacDonald sketch. It would have been leaked. the day before, the luckiest man alive.
I'll say two things. I think Greg Brady is actually asking Twitter to expand on 140 characters because that's just not enough. And number two, David Price is a great, great guy. And I don't know if that matters or not. I know the Blue Jays are focused on winning. But this is a guy who embraces every aspect of being a pitcher in terms of, yeah, his Twitter account is fantastic. I mean, he's actually tweeting things that are interesting, actually tweeting opinions on things that are interesting. It's not just your typical, oh, I had a great workout today at, body and mind workouts. He's tweeting things that are interesting to fans. And if it's 2 months or 10 years, however long he's in Toronto, I think the Jays fans are absolutely going to love him. And that now, to the fact that when he takes the mound, you know he's going into the eighth or ninth inning. I mean, he's one of the most reliable things in baseball, and it's a lot of fun to watch a pitcher attack the strike zone on every pitch as opposed to watching a guy nibble and for the games to take 3.5 or 4 hours.
Will David feel he didn't – this was a great chance to win the World Series in Detroit last season. He would have felt when he was acquired and they had a year and a half of control – he got the one playoff start. We were talking about the controversy as well with lining him behind Justin Verlander. By then, I was at that Sunday game. There was just that sense of impending doom. The series is over. The bullpen's terrible. It doesn't matter, even if David Price is great today. And he still was great, and they couldn't score a run until late. Will he feel that sense of, I didn't get it done in Detroit at all?
I think he will. I think he liked it here. I mean, you never know down deep. He certainly gave signs. I mean, again, going back to his Twitter account, he would complain about the potholes in Detroit. He would complain about the traffic around Comerica Park because there's a great deal of construction going on down there right now.
Oh, he'll love downtown Toronto then. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. Well, perfect. Yeah, well, you can take the subway. We don't have mass transit in Detroit. But I know exactly what you're talking about, Greg. And going back to that game, that is the downside of dealing for a stud pitcher is that he only can affect one game. So by that point, the Tigers were dead in the series. They were down 2-0. And there was really no way they were going to be able to come back. So there was an impending sense of doom. So I'm sure he feels close with some of his teammates. I think he actually had a pretty good friendship with Verlander. But I wouldn't be surprised if within a couple weeks he loves Toronto and he's good friends with everybody on that roster as well. And he could be a very important part of a run there. So I think it's a good acquisition.
We have 40 seconds left. Do you look at this from Toronto's perspective and you say, this has great risk? You're 51-51. You're in a mishmash of 5 or 6 teams that all think they're in it, that all think they can get the second wild card. That might be all they can get. And you talk about rentals. Mike Ilitch has rented hockey players before, and it just hasn't worked out. It doesn't work out the way you want. Do you look at Toronto and say they're taking a big chance today, even as good as Price is?
Yeah, they're taking a big chance, but Casey Stern of MLB Radio had a great quote that's been on Twitter a lot this week, and that is prospects are great, parades are better. It's like Pittsburgh a couple years ago. Pittsburgh hadn't been to the playoffs since, I guess, 92? And then now they've been the last 2 years. Toronto hasn't been since 93. It's time to make that push. I don't blame them, and I think it's a great acquisition.